It's me, Mona Joy.
And I am Shardul.
And welcome back to another episode of Powered by Tech.
In this episode of Powered by Tech podcast, we are going to talk about SpaceX.
Of course. Space exploration is something that has always fascinated both of us, and we are so excited to finally make an episode related to space and space exploration.
So, Mona Joy, what are we going to talk about in this episode?
Today we are going to talk about SpaceX, the company that is in the talks recently and the company which shares a vision to take humanity to Mars and make our life multiplanetary.
Yeah, SpaceX has many missions such as Starship, Starlink, Starshield, etc.
And they also have an internet service called Starlink.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah, that is really cool. Like, it uses satellites to provide internet.
Yeah, of course. And we are going to talk about that later in the episode. Well, let's talk about space. Why are you so interested about space?
Mona Joy, space has infinite possibilities. Like, there could be anything in that vast void of space.
Of course. And also, if we take a look at our universe, there's so much that we have not explored yet. And if we take a look at the planets in our solar system, we don't even know if how those planets actually are to live, and no humans have been there. So I really appreciate the vision of SpaceX to make our life multiplanetary.
Yes. So the first segment of our podcast today is space exploration.
Of course. Let's talk about the history of space exploration. Well, we have had the biggest achievement in 1969 when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon with Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. So that was a huge leap for mankind. And as Neil Armstrong went on the moon, he also brought back some samples of the moon's soil.
Of course. And I think that's in a museum right now and people can still see it, which is very fascinating. And also, after that, we have had so many Apollo missions to space, to moon, and we have had so much success. Later, it was stopped because of some budgeting issues, I guess. But that was just so much success we as humans had. We have stepped on the moon, and now we are preparing to go to Mars, which is like the most exciting part.
Yeah, so NASA is bringing back the moon missions in the Artemis spacecrafts. In the Artemis mission.
Oh wow, please tell us more about that.
So Artemis is in the testing phase right now. They have sent some spacecraft to the moon without humans. And I think in 2024 or 25, they are also going to send humans.
That's very interesting. Also, a lot of people are interested in space because they believe that aliens may exist in some other planet.
Yeah. So, aliens is really an interesting topic when we talk about space.
Yeah, it is probably the most controversial topic that there ever exists. And no one can really confirm or deny that. And that's the most important and the interesting part.
Yeah, so Mona Joy, what do you think? Do aliens exist?
Well, as I said, I cannot confirm or deny that. But I think we should have a hope that aliens do exist.
Yeah, we should.
Also, Elon Musk says that one of the biggest questions in physics and philosophy is that where are the aliens?
Aliens might be anywhere in this whole space. Like, space is really big and we can't really estimate where aliens can be.
Yeah, and also a lot of people say that Elon Musk is an alien. He once tweeted that.
Yeah, we can't say anything about that.
Of course. And also, Elon Musk is very famous for his interesting tweets.
Yes. So, he also tweets really funny things.
Yeah, you should not take them very seriously.
Yeah, and he also sent a Tesla Roadster to space. Isn't that cool?
Yes. And that is, oh my god, that is so interesting. And they literally put a Tesla Roadster, a real one, with an astronaut. Not a real one. And they put it on their rocket. Which one was that?
It was a SpaceX rocket.
Oh yeah, it was a SpaceX rocket.
So, where do you think this Roadster is right now?
I know that there is a website, which is whereismyroadster.com. I think something like that. Maybe we will link that in the description.
Yes.
And that can actually say the exact location of it. Well, yeah. Not exact, like it predicts.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the dashboard of in the dashboard of the Roadster, there was this screen which said "Don't panic."
That's cool.
Of course, that is. And
so
it also had something very interesting. It said stuff like "Made by humans on Earth, in case aliens find it."
So now let's talk about SpaceX. SpaceX has total launches of 225. And it has landed 189 times.
That is so great. And also it has had like total reflights of 159. And they're really famous for their reusable rockets, right?
Yeah, they make rockets which can land and launch with the same rocket. Like they are reusable.
Yeah, so like what they do is that they take off and then they put the payload on the orbit. And then they land again very intelligently. Well, without exploding. They've exploded a lot of times, but now I think SpaceX has got the experience. What yeah. Elon Musk said about it was that they think the rocket as an aircraft. And he says that, think about this. If every time you fly on an aircraft, it just breaks away. And every time, for every flight, you have to have a new aircraft. That would be very inconvenient, right?
That would be really costly.
Yeah, very costly. And it would be probably a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
We're not saying that other agencies are stupid, but, you know, yeah.
So SpaceX designs and builds reusable rockets and spacecrafts at its headquarters in California.
Yeah. And they also have this launch station in Boca Chica, Texas.
And that launch station is known as Starbase.
Of course. Like,
referencing to the Starship rocket.
Yeah. And we are going to talk about that. And that is like a really interesting part of our episode. So stay tuned, guys.
Yes. So apart from Starship, SpaceX has many rockets such as Falcon Heavy, Falcon 9, Dragon, and Rideshare. Now let's talk about Starlink. So Monojoy, what is Starlink?
Starlink is an online internet service which operates from space, and it helps people connect to internet even from rural areas.
So does it really have a good internet speed?
Well, that is a question that was in debate for a long time. Well, right now, they are promising a high speed of 50 to 150 Mbps, and they have about 1,000 satellites in space, and they plan to send like 30,000 in like 4 or 5 years, which is really interesting.
Yeah, but 50 to 150 Mbps is really less if in comparison to the routers we have on Earth.
Yeah, of course. And that is something very interesting. And we should take a look at the possibilities here that can be achieved with the orbit satellites. Also, SpaceX says that they are working on a plan to make sure that their speed is very high with a low latency. So even for stuff like video conferencing and gaming, you would not have a lot of problem.
Okay.
Also, there are some challenges that are faced by SpaceX in deploying the Starlink satellite. For example, there are things like a lot of people call it, and it's actually a new thing, which is called orbit unavailability. What that actually means is that the more satellites go onto space, and like every satellite takes like a single orbit, and that is because they do not eventually crash with yeah. each other. So a couple of satellites maybe of the same company they would take the same orbit and yeah. they would do revolutions on that. But once that orbit is taken, other satellites cannot take that exact orbit, or other company cannot take that orbit, because they might have a potential risk of collision. Yeah. And that's a challenge faced by it. And a lot of people say that it's a first come, first serve orbit yeah. situation. So the earlier you come, the better orbit you get, the lower radius you get. And that would help you with internet speed connection.
Yeah, so this concept is also known as space junk. That means the more celestial bodies or the more bodies orbiting in space, the less space there is for other satellites to join it, to join the orbit.
So hypothetically, you can literally run out of space in space.
Yeah, we would be trapped in our own planet. We can't. Yeah. We won't be able to get out.
Yeah, okay, and so a lot of people take this seriously.
Yeah, we should take it seriously, of course.
Of course, because a lot people say that in space, you have a lot of space, but you may run out of space. in space.
So as Starlink has started its internet service, I think many other companies are also going to come up with their ideas.
Of course. And actually, it's a country that's trying to come up with the ideas.
Okay.
It's China.
I thought I knew that.
Yes. Yeah. We all had that coming. Because China has to do... they have to do something, right?
Yes.
So they have a plan of using 6G connectivity completely based on satellites. And they call it their new 6G plan. And they promise a speed of 1 Tbps.
Yeah.
They have like 1 Tbps target in space. Which is interesting because Starlink and also Blue Origin is operating some internet services. Mm-hmm. And they are not able to guarantee that high speed, which China claims that they can do with their 6G connection. It's actually a university in China that is planning to start this. And let's see if they have any success.
Yeah.
Also, they have a plan to launch a constellation of satellites to provide 6G internet access worldwide.
That would be really interesting. So, China's 6G satellites would orbit at a lower distance from Earth, that is 350 kilometers, while Starlink orbits at 550 kilometers. So, China has this concept that if they orbit at a lower distance from Earth, they can get a higher speed.
Yes, and that is exactly the problem SpaceX is facing, right? And as I talked about orbit crowding and orbit unavailability, this is basically the same thing. So China wants to get a radius which is like below Starlink to get high speed, like 350 kilometers above Earth, while SpaceX is at 550. So let's see if that helps.
So if China takes up that orbit earlier than SpaceX, they could have a firm grip on this industry.
Yeah, so it is definitely a first come, first serve. Because the later you come, the worse orbits you would get. And it is a situation in which you just simply cannot have high speeds.
Yeah. But Monojoy, I think that in this industry, there is a bigger problem that these companies would face. That is geopolitical concerns and data privacy control issues that the countries might do on them.
Of course. Now, China claims that they really care about their citizens, about data and stuff, but we all know that we cannot guarantee.
Yeah.
A lot of governments have banned their applications, including India and the US. And recently, the US is in talks with the government, and they're just doing this discussion in Supreme Court that they want to get rid of TikTok.
Okay. So, Monojoy, I have recently heard that SpaceX has partnered with NASA.
Yeah, SpaceX has a lot of plans for space exploration with NASA.
So, how can NASA use SpaceX to launch their rovers and satellites and spacecrafts?
That's a really good question. Actually, we all know that NASA is government funded, and as you know, government has a lot of other stuff to focus on. So they just don't solely focus on space; they focus on healthcare and infrastructure. Construction, all those stuff, right? So NASA usually has a low budget, and NASA cannot adopt this mentality of SpaceX, which is like make rockets, blow them up, learn from them and make them again. So it is just simply not possible for NASA. They're like, we have to make it right at once.
Yeah, it's taxes of the people.
Yes.
It's not a private company, right?
And they cannot blow up. They're like, we won't blow up.
So I think SpaceX can share their technological ideas with NASA.
Of course. And one of the biggest things that NASA wants from companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin is their rockets. Because they have just innovated so much. Like Blue Origin also have reusable rockets.
Yeah. Yes.
So those rockets will be definitely helpful. And also, a lot of people say that this China's 6G plan could also have a lot of potential geopolitical implications. What do you think about that, Shardul?
I think, Monojoy, that other countries will also regulate some new rules for this new industry, for this new 6G industry that China wants to regulate on.
Yeah.
So, if the China would get the opportunity to regulate, they would get to set the rules of the industry because they would be the first.
Yes, and also there are no protocols when it comes to space internet services.
Yeah, when other countries would hear that China has a firm grip on this industry, they would certainly make some and regulate some new rules.
Yeah, and also we have regulations on Earth, right? Now, who regulates space?
There is no one right now.
Yeah, like we have this our space station. And that is like run by multiple countries, but still we do not have standard regulations.
Yeah, there is no particular organization that that regulates the rules on space.
That is an interesting topic to debate on.
Yes. So now, Starship. So Monojoy, what exactly is Starship?
Starship is a spaceship built by SpaceX, which can carry up to 100 passengers and tons of cargo. And this is exactly the spacecraft which will take us to Mars if we succeed with the Starship launches.
That would be really interesting if we get to go on Mars this early. I wouldn't have thought.
Yes, of course. Do you want to go to Mars someday?
I would like to if I get the chance.
Of course. Same here. Yeah. Because think about this. We have made so much progress in science and technology that we can now literally go to another planet.
Yes. So, SpaceX founder Elon Musk has said that Starship launch could eventually cost $10 million or less.
Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I think for a spacecraft launch for an interplanetary missions, $10 million is really less.
Yeah, if you compare it with the scale of it.
Yeah. Do you know that Starship just blew up?
Oh yeah, it did. On April 28th, a fully stacked and fueled up Starship was all set, and it had the Super Heavy booster hooked up into it, and they were all set for a liftoff.
Yeah.
And then after a few minutes on air, they were not able to, like, they had some issues with it, and the flight termination system, the FTS, triggered itself, and then it just blew up.
But what is FTS?
FTS is a flight termination system. What it does is that if there's anything wrong with the spacecraft, and if there's something that could potentially cause harm to people on land, and say it can crash on people's face, so we don't want that, so it will just terminate itself, like a self-destroy button.
So what you're trying to say is SpaceX intentionally blew up the Starship, isn't
that? Yeah, we can say that.
So I don't think SpaceX and Elon Musk would take it negatively. Instead, they would take it positively and learn a lot of new things from this blow up.
Yeah, of course they have a learning opportunity, and they have this mindset of blowing up things and then learning.
Yeah, that's a really good mindset.
Yeah,
we should say.
Of course, we can try that in exams. We can fail this year and then try to learn from that. Well, not recommended. Now let's talk about the latest Starship explosion and what that could mean for the future space exploration. So let's talk about that in a little bit detail. So after T is equal to 4 minutes, due to loss of vector control, the FTS was activated and the flight cell destroyed itself. However, SpaceX really considers it as a successful flight because it was a test flight. And a successful test flight is the one that successfully lifts off.
Yeah, so SpaceX lifted off the Starship, but eventually it blew up. I think that it would be a successful test flight because it lifted off.
Yeah, and that's basically the goal that you're trying to go after when it's a test flight.
Yeah, so we could see that their engines were not lit. Engines started failing and explosions on the Raptors went down.
And there was a hydraulic loss, and the entire spaceship had a 9% thrust loss, and because of that, the FTS was activated.
Okay.
And also, let's talk about what impact that could have on SpaceX's plan. Do you think that this might delay their mission to go to Mars?
I think that it won't really delay the spaceship mission, because I think that they have actually first thought about it, that the explosion could happen, and they have made their plans to not delay the spaceship launch in the future.
Of course. And when they have such a big mission, it's natural that they will fail multiple times because they are not going to orbit. They are going to Mars, literally a different planet. And the Starship literally wants to go to Mars, live there, and then take off again and come back. So how much fuel? Like a lot of fuel, right?
Yeah, a lot of fuel. But the cost of fuel would actually get reduced because the launch vehicles are actually reusable.
Yeah, and that's the best part. Now think about this. If we did not have reusable rockets, if we go to Mars, then we would not be able to come back, right? And it would be like a suicide mission.
Launch vehicles wouldn't actually be able to come back.
Yeah, and then no one would want to go to Mars.
Yeah, but now because there are reusable rockets by SpaceX, people can actually go to Mars or to the other planets and actually come back, which is really fascinating.
Yeah, and also recently Elon Musk tweeted that they are planning to go back to Mars. Sorry, not Mars. They are planning to launch the Starship again in 6 to 7 months, which a lot of people claim is unrealistic because their launch had done a lot of damage to the launch pad.
I think that what Elon Musk is saying can be real because we know what of CEO Elon Musk really is. Like, he plans it thoroughly first and then executes it. And I don't think the company will set back upon one failure.
Yeah, definitely they have good plans and they have a very nice team.
So Monojoy, now let's jump to the conclusion. What are your final thoughts on SpaceX and its contributions to space exploration?
I believe that SpaceX is a company which is absolutely visionary.
Yeah, it can bring a revolution to space exploration, isn't it?
Of course, and they want to make a backup of the human race. And I think they are working so hard to do that. And almost every decision which they have taken is from that point of view.
Yeah, and I think that their dream could actually become real in a few years, isn't it?
Yeah, and do you think Starlink would be able to succeed?
If their plans are good and if China doesn't make a good move in that industry, I think they would surely succeed.
Yeah, and I think SpaceX has already done it and China plans to do it. So SpaceX has an advantage.
Yes, it really does.
Thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for tuning in to SpaceX podcast.
Yeah, and we hope you liked our conversation about SpaceX and the possibilities of future explorations.
Yeah. So guys, kindly leave a review on our podcast episode and kindly follow the podcast.
Yeah, and please rate us 5 stars on Spotify and follow the podcast. That really helps.
Yeah, we also have a Twitter handle and a YouTube channel for our podcast. So kindly go and subscribe to that YouTube channel. And Monojoy, now what do you think our next episode's topic would be?
That is an interesting one. Well, by the way, you guys can let us know what you want to hear about. And we will keep this a surprise next week.
So we will leave a question in below this episode so you can answer it.
Definitely. Powered by Tech is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or literally wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you very much for listening, and we will link our social media in the description. It's me, Monojoy, and with me is
Shardul. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you next week.